Unit 1. Administrative Staff. The administrative office at the local town hospital has many logistical issues it must oversee on a daily basis. Administrative employees' power is derived. Derived. From the chief of medicine in the hospital, who charges the administration to handle employee and hospital business. They must analyze. Analyze. How best to distribute their resources to the entire hospital to ensure maximum efficiency. There are many people who believe the administrative branch. Branch. Is not the most important component within the hospital. They classify. Classify. Administrative staff as those who did not make the grade to be a medical professional, and so now all they do is paperwork all day. However, administrative workers are used to this type of criticism. They realize that they do not directly heal. Heal anyone at work, yet they understand that their role is vital to the upkeep and maintenance of the hospital. If a hospital were to ditch the entire administrative body, it would be detrimental, and there is little doubt the hospital would fall into chaos very quickly. The administrative staff is charged with ordering the hospital commercial equipment that is used on a daily basis. They are charged with hiring out companies that deal with the proper disposal of hazardous materials. Most importantly, they distribute the hospital's resources, both human and material, effectively throughout the hospital. In short, the administrative staff is responsible for the overall organization, and upkeep of the hospital and its resources. They are also responsible for enacting sensible policies that will keep all operations running smoothly and without major problems. A prime example of something trivial that the administration may deal with is cleaning out the hospital chimney before winter sets in. They further work to hire contractors to fill in hollow areas to prevent cold drafts from sweeping through the hospital. Though these acts may appear insignificant, the hospital administration also deals with much more meaningful issues as well. For example, administrative officials develop concepts and policies that all of the employees must follow on a daily basis. A majority of these policies deals with preventing medical malpractice lawsuits.